Well, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Peace River Emily Dan Williams. We know you got a number of things on the go right now, Dan, so we appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
Well, no, absolutely. Very happy to join you, pal.
And, of course, I believe you are down in Edmonton at the moment. Of course, the Alberta legislature starts their next session again next week. So I guess first for you, question for you here today, Dan, is what are going to be kind of some of your priorities going into this session here?
Well, very happily, we had a very exciting engagement in the democratic process just this last week with voting on municipal elections and referendums and Alberta senator positions. So I'm going to be, of course, working with my municipal partners, many of whom re-elected. Congratulations to all of them. Thank you to everyone who ran. I know folks who put their name forward are community-minded individuals, and it's important for us to have these lively debates and discussions at municipalities with these municipal elections. So happy to work with all of my councils, Reeves, mayors, new or re-elected. That, of course, will be important. But we also had a Senate election. And happily, it looks as though the results are going to be, we have three strong candidates that got the top votes that want to defend Alberta's interests, that want to fight back against Trudeau, that want to get a fair deal for Alberta. And this is going to be one of my top issues. As we saw, we're going to be getting the results for the referendum on whether or not Alberta think we're getting a fair deal with the with equalization. The amount of money that leaves Alberta for Ottawa is massive. We're talking about billions of dollars. And the truth is, Albertans generally are very happy to help others when times are bad there and difficult elsewhere and good in Alberta. The sad thing is the opposite has been true for some time. For the last number of years, we've continued to be helping subsidize programming in Quebec. I mean, there's not one single daycare operator in Quebec or bridge in Ontario or hospital or nurse that in some way doesn't owe its existence and its support to Alberta taxpayers and the engine of Canada's economy that is Alberta's oil and gas. So I think it's only fair that we get what's due, which is recognition and a fair deal within the country.
And of course, we talked a lot about the, you know, sort of economic, the economy of the province, and, you know, certainly in this region, you know, over the past several months, we've seen, you know, obviously, the work on the old bridge here in Peace River. Yeah, there's the new birthing center coming to the Crete, the service, or the few other projects out there that I'm probably forgetting about at the top of my head. But when it comes to sort of economic investments in the region and sort of getting more of them up here, is that another thing that's going to be kind of on your sort of hit list going forward here?
Absolutely a priority. What I'm excited to see is that it's not just government projects at this point. We're seeing increasingly more and more investment in our agriculture, in our forestry, and the oil and gas industry. We have great prices for oil and gas right now. We're seeing more and more activity in our region, which is coming through into our local economy. So the good news is that our resource industry and the private sector are starting to pick up in really big ways. And I think we're going to go through a good couple of years here coming up, and we're starting to see that right now. It's important, as we see, you know, a lot of different governments have been printing a lot of money, inflation go up, it's going to be the resource industry that is going to thrive in that environment. We're very well positioned when it comes to oil and gas. We're very well positioned when it comes to forestry, having a record year. These guys are the backbone of our northern economy, steady Eddie, always bringing in income and investment into our area. So I'm very grateful that we have a very diversified economy when it comes to our resource industry, and that we're seeing more and more private investment into our area. So this looks like good times to come.
And, of course, you kind of mentioned a little earlier, of course, we had the municipal elections taking place the other day, and, you know, some plenty of new councillors in place around the region. I believe also some new mayors in Peace River and Grimshaw as well. What are some things you're kind of looking forward to working on with some of the new councils that are out there now?
Well, every day is a different day when it comes to working with municipalities. They are workhorse when it comes to delivering services to my constituents. They do so much of that work. And so I am happy to have good relationships with my councillors, my mayors. And I think every council, and rightfully so, is going to have its own set of priorities. Working with the town of Peace River on all sorts of important infrastructure, including waste treatment, working with the county of McKenzie County on continuing to move forward on more access to farmland, working with all the different municipalities and what they bring forward. And that includes, not the same day, but a very recent election with Paddle Prairie, that brought in some new faces as well, and I'm happy to work with them. And there's a community that has its own set of priorities, and I'm happy to have worked collaboratively with them in the past. I think that they're an incredible addition to our constituency, and are real entrepreneurial and open-minded when it comes to how they want to better the lives of their residents. So I'm happy to work with them as well.
And speaking of kind of that sort of entrepreneurial spirit you just hinted at there a second ago, of course, it is a small business week going on right now. I guess I want you to get a couple of thoughts on sort of the importance of kind of small businesses in our region here.
Yeah, I think over 90% of the businesses in Alberta are small businesses. And they're the ones often most directly related to individual families that have often been handed down from one generation to the next. From parents to children, and they form a backbone, at least in my communities. Now, I know it's different in the big centers, but for me, it's a priority to preserve those small businesses. I appreciate competition. I think it's valuable, and I appreciate the need to bring in, other competitors and different folks to allow our communities to grow. But the truth is that no one reinvests in our communities like small business owners do. No one cares for our community the way small business owners do. And that's why, to me, it's so important we prioritize them. So to all of your listeners, let's remember to make a choice to shop local as much as we can coming into this holiday season that's going to be here before we know it, making sure that we're supporting businesses that are owned locally, especially those that have really been affected by restrictions in the pandemic. I don't want to politicize those guys' livelihood. Let's do all we can to support them. I know it's something I'm trying to prioritize in my life to make sure that I spend my money locally and with the small business owners that support our community.
And finally, ever so often, we'd like to end off on a bit of a lighter personal note here. Now, we are coming up on Halloween in the next little bit, and that means that a lot of people out there are indulging some of that kind of the scary horror, slasher movie kind of genre. Now, I'm usually not one of those people that likes to go down that road, but I know you're a bit of a movie buff, Dan. Are those the kind of movies you like to watch on occasion?
No, I am not. I'm not a horror movie guy. I can't do it. I guess I'm weak in that sense. What I will say, just after Halloween, though, the Remembrance Day, obviously a very important day in my calendar every year. Grandfather served, and it's very important to me to recognize the sacrifice of all those who served our country, especially those who paid the ultimate price and gave their life, something that is so difficult for my generation and younger Canadians to even comprehend what that means. We live in the midst of difficult times, but luxury by comparison. I think of my grandfather who went through, in his life, world wars. His parents lived through World War I, Great Depression, the Spanish flu, World War II. And them and the next generation built the greatest country on earth, and I think Canada, with the most freedoms, the most opportunity, the most prosperity, the most respect for individuals and love of community. And I think it's easy for us to lose context of exactly what it means for those who have sacrificed fighting against some of these horrible, horrible regimes. So I want to make sure that I pay credit to that. And in light of that, every year I try to watch Band of Brothers, a miniseries that is for adults, for sure, in that it speaks to the horrors of war, but also it speaks to the real redeeming quality of war as well, in what you can do when you sacrifice for a greater good. So I highly recommend Band of Brothers this year for anyone as we go into the Remembrance Day season in early November.
So I am very familiar with that production. That is a very good show out there. I can certainly test that myself. And, of course, Dan, we know you got a number of busy things to work on, so we'll let you go here, but we certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Al. See you soon.